Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Conscious Creation with Dee. She's in Kansas right now, and I'm having trouble keeping her on the phone, so I'm going to call her again. And let's see if we can't get this show started.
Hello.
Hi, Dee. You're live.
Hi, we're on the air, live, you know. Right now?
Yep, go for it. It's one of those days. And, oh, we lost her again. Ah, great. Let's try one more time. All right, everybody hold the space that Dee's going to stay connected this time so we can have a show today.
Hello?
Hi, let's try again.
Well, I don't know what's going on, honey. Are we live?
Yeah, we're live, and I think it keeps dropping your call, so just...
Okay, well, you know what? Let's just stay on the cell phone, okay?
Okay.
So do I have to call in from the cell?
Nope, you go ahead and start right now.
Okay. All right, from the beginning, everybody. Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent. Oh, my gosh, so very loved and very patient. And incredibly sexy people. So we don't quite know what's going on with the Blog Talk site, but here I am, and hopefully I'm live. Because I've got quite an amazing and interesting show for you today, something that you're really going to resonate. I'm in Kansas. I'm in Kansas City to attend one of my best friend's son's weddings and staying with family. And as you know, family always presents some of the most amazing growth opportunities for us. But today, I want to talk about validation, okay? It's incredibly important in our definition of who we are to be validated in the world. As a matter of fact, and this is the enigma, this is the challenge. If we don't get validated from other people, we usually don't validate ourselves. And therein lies the real conundrum in the creation process. So let's just talk a little bit about validation. And I'm going to be using a book called The Art of Relationships by Jan Fritzen for some of today's talk, because it was just, you know, I don't usually bring on other resources other than the channel, but this just hit so home to me as I was reading this book. What is validation? We matter to ourselves when we matter to someone else. Now, you can see the conundrum here in the creation process. Because how are you going to create yourself if you're waiting to be validated by somebody else? How could I be validated as an actress before I validated myself as an actress? How can any of the I Am principle apply if we're not validating ourselves? So the moment of validation, according to the book here, is through the eyes. when someone actually meets our eye, we are acknowledged. When they actually see us, we are acknowledged. So therefore, whenever we see ourselves, we're acknowledged. We acknowledge ourselves. And they're taking me to people with vision problems out there. If you're having vision problems, let's work on seeing ourselves clearly. Seeing and accepting, those are the two words. Seeing and accepting yourself really clearly in this world. And I'm reading from the book, The Idea of Validation, in our case, is that someone else, when they look into our eyes, can authenticate us, can give us value. We exist when someone looks into our eyes. We are acknowledged as being present. We are there. Now, you know how important it's been in the last year in our work to really claim, I'm there. I'm not getting there. I'm not trying to get there. I'm not working on getting there. But I am there, because that definition and that claim and that focus literally creates the experience of you being there. So, again, how are we going to be there or know we're there if somebody else has to acknowledge us first? In our knowing, which is, and I'm testing the highest knowing, you must know that you are there by yourself without anybody else. And then lots of other people can come forward to acknowledge that you're there. I'm reading again. The validation issue is as simple as this. You were or you were not valued. So everybody, you know, go back to the child of you. And what comes up for me is I was valued in some ways and I was not valued in other ways. I was valued by the love I felt from my mother and father. I felt totally not valued with my dad's alcoholism and his non-presence in my life when he drank. So I'm thinking we've got kind of a combination here, a combo pack, if you will, going on for most of us, where, you know, we can all find teachers that have valued us, a friend when we were smaller, maybe a family member where we felt valued, and other places where we weren't. So again, bringing this back into our work, if we value ourselves, then we are not dependent and in reaction to people who don't value us or people who do. That we intrinsically know the value of our I Am presence, intrinsically. Okay? You were either valued or you were not validated. Everything stems from that. Your issues, your self-doubts, your confidence, and your fears. Everything stems from your validation history. That's why in the schools, when we, most of us were being brought up, you know, it was the more you get a star, the more you get an A, the more you become the teacher's pet, the better you are, the more you're validated. So what it comes down to is, I'm not what I think I am, and I am not what you think I am, and I am not what I think I am. I am, or I become, what I think you think I am. So let me read that again. I am not what you think I am, and I am not what I think I am. I am or become what I think I am. And what is that ultimately in our terms? That's living somebody else's vision. That's defining our I am presence through somebody else's eyes. That's accepting thoughts that are not our own. So they go on to, she goes on to talk about becoming real. That we all need to be validated to feel like we're real. So again, you see the great importance of validating the magnificence of yourself so all the world can come forward to validate you also. And she has a little excerpt here from The Velveteen Rabbit, which is one of my most favorite books in the world. And all the animals in the nursery are talking about being real. And the skin horse, who's the oldest and the shabbiest and has been around the longest, and of course is the most real, says, "Real isn't how you are made," said the skin horse. "It's a thing that happens to you. When a child loves you for a long, long time, not just to play with, but really loves you, then you become real." And she goes on to say, once we get this validation, this proof that we're real, we can't become unreal again. It lasts for always. So I would like to encourage you all to be about the business of becoming and being your own reality right now. We have been asked to invoke the prayer around, I validate myself, I don't validate myself, and therefore others validate me and others don't validate me. So again, I want to read the prayer quickly so you have it in your subconscious. I am, say it to yourself, I am the frequency of the balance of masculine, feminine, and child and belief systems in the radiation of my light. Within the electrical balance of the electromagnetic whole within the whole, also known as the body of consciousness, the heart, brain, soul, spirit, emotions, and intentions. I direct this through divine love. I invoke the rays, flames, lights, and the golden light. I am whole. I am God. And this is my power. I claim this for all energy in all dimensions integrated into my divine self. I honor myself and I honor the world. And so it is. Please join with me, no matter when you're listening, in the claim, I am the validation of me. Open your hearts and really feel that, everybody. I am. My presence is what validates me. I am the validation of me. For those of you that know how valuable and important the breathing exercise is, if you want to apply that there, it's an interesting mantra that they gave me. I am seen. I am seen. Now, remember, with an open heart, that means you're seen by yourself, you're seen by others, you're seen by the world, you're seen by the universe. And because you create that truthfulness within you, you bring that perspective to the world and see the world as seeing you also. Okay. I want to say quickly where the reservations for Creation Station are now really pouring in because we've got so many new listeners. I'm really thrilled about that. So if you have any calling to come and play for a weekend in my home and learn everything about this work and about yourself and share that time with some absolutely amazing, like-minded people that have a bag load of fun. Oh my God, we have so much fun. But we just expand into love so exponentially in this weekend. So again, you can sign up on iamdwallace.com. There's a lot of other things I'm doing. Most of you know I'm going to be in Florida and in London and at Lilydale in upstate New York. Those of my followers back there, man, would I love to have you in the crowd. It's going to be a great weekend up there. So I'd like to go to the calls now. Please honor what we're talking about today. Whatever you bring up, I'm going to kind of dovetail into the validation thing also. Okay, Katie from Los Angeles, you're on.
Okay, well, I wasn't really sure about the subject this morning, so I'm trying to tie it into the validation thing. But the reason I called was I've got a teenage daughter about ready to graduate or not. High school, just moved out here a couple years ago, and she's really wasn't finding herself. Maybe she wasn't validated. But anyway, just staying in a room, not going out Friday, Saturday night, staying in the dark, being depressed, tried to pull her out. She won't come out. Met a group of friends, new group of friends, just this last two or three weeks, and her grades went from B's to F's. She may not graduate. And I actually found a note in her room and looking for something else that could be construed as a suicide note almost. And my concern was that, you know, all of her friends are going off to college, and she's actually said to me, I'm the only person that's not got a plan. And so my current concern is that she's going to do something really stupid because she feels backed up against a wall. But this last week or so, she's really been acting like a spoiled brat coming home when she wants. I mean, this is completely not how she usually is, as far as she always calls me and tells me where she's going to be, who she's going
to
be with.
Okay, all right. So let's get to the obviously she's not validating herself. And she's caught in a paradox, according to the channel, Katie. She wants to be a part of the whole, and she doesn't want to be a part of anything.
Exactly.
And that's so she's not validating herself. Her grades aren't validating her. She doesn't have any friends that are validating her, and she doesn't want you to validate her. So, in other words, I'm going to set it up so that I can fail, which is really passive aggressive stuff. So let's just see what's at the root of what is driving her to withdraw. Those are the highest words, driving her to withdraw. The first word they gave me is chemical, so she's got some kind of chemical imbalance stuff going on there. Physically, I am not a doctor, but that's what I get energetically, claiming the symbol, I am divine love, sheets. But can you give me a song, please?
A song?
Yeah, any song that pops into your head.
I don't know why this popped into my head, but I was thinking of the Katy Perry, the firework thing.
Yeah. Okay, well, I want you to get off, and I want you to go look at that video on YouTube, because it's literally about your daughter, and it's she has to choose. She literally has to choose to let her heart open and allow her power to come out into the world, to be her authentic self. It's absolutely what the entire video is about. And why can't she do that? It has something to do with a move. When did she move here? Or there, or wherever you are?
Two years ago.
Okay, did it start 2 years ago?
Quite honestly, no. I mean, we've had kind of a rocky relationship her whole life. She's 18. She's very independent, stubborn, but to the point where she'll, like, not even go out. She'll just stay in her room on the computer or listen to music. She's very introverted. She doesn't like to talk about anything. She has friends, but not close friends.
Okay, well, they it's not the time thing, but they want to go to the word move. When I say she's ready and willing and able to move, I get a no. That's why they gave me the two. It started at 2 years old, not 2 years ago. Sorry, my bad. So just tell me what was going on in her life around two.
Nothing that really that I know. I was a stay-home mom, and I have a son who's 4 years older than her.
I want to go there. What happened with him when she was two, or in the family with him?
Oh, well, he would have been six. He was probably kind of the center of attention, to be honest. So he got a lot of attention, and she's voiced that. She's saying that he's the favorite. He always gets all the attention. And if I had to be honest with myself, I did do a lot of stuff with him, and she kind of came along with. But, I mean, I was a stay-home mom. I was with both of them during that time. So I can't think of any major events that happened.
Well, it's actually more about him leaving and going to school. And somehow she lost her validation when he went to school. That's the highest, most correct, most complete. So school for her does not have a good connection, a positive connection. School to her means loss. Him going to school was also a move. They just want me to say on the word move. So anytime she has to move or make a move, that is a negative connotation to her. That's loss. It's loss of her validation. It's loss of her identity. And it stems back from when he went to school. So that's kind of what you're saying, and the key in is move. Anytime she has to move, she has to move to make a friend. She has to move out of a room. She has to move to graduate. She has to, you know, she literally has to move in her life, has become an incredibly negative, fearful thing for her.
Well, she's very fearful, yeah.
So everybody, please come forward here for ourselves. Around moving in our lives, moving ahead, moving out, moving up, which is all about the ascension process. We're claiming prayer. So it's I move, I don't move. Claiming the prayer around that, invoking I am divine love in the symbol. So they're saying it's a genetic thing also, but Katie, remember that genetic in our business is more I'm agreeing with this belief. And it's not in the immediate family, but it does go back to the grandparents. I'm agreeing in this belief that if I move, it's fearful and negative, and so I just go into myself. Is there a grandparent that you remember that applies to?
No, actually, my grandparents passed away way before I came around.
Well, then you wouldn't remember, because my pendulum is going, yeah, you don't even have to ask the question. So the highest thing to help, is she getting help? Is she getting professional help?
No, as a matter of fact, I've tried, and she's 18 now, and she's all into, you know, don't tell me what to do. I don't have to listen to you. And
And ultimately, you kind of have to let go. And I know that's really scary thing for a parent to hear, because I've walked through it myself. She's going to create who she is now. You just, and always did, by the way, the minute she popped out. Or before. In embryo, we start creating ourselves. So, no, they're correcting me again. Even before we're in embryo, we're creating ourselves. So there's not ever any time when we're not creating ourselves. And you kind of have to let her go and accept her the way she is and just support her and love her unconditionally. She needs help. She needs to get professional help to understand why she's so in fear of moving moving anywhere, moving out, moving up, moving away, moving into it all tests. That's the highest, most correct, most complete thing. So, again, if we all have to wait to be validated before we move in our life, this is kind of what happens, is we remain stuck within ourselves, baby. They're not giving me anything else. So the lesson for you here, the great gift for you, is acceptance. And once you accept who she is, there's not going to be so much of a plug-in as to, I was a bad mom and I didn't do a good job and I should do more and I should be able to save her and all that stuff. Mm. Okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Wishing you
all right,
well.
Thank,
much love.
Thank you very much. Okay.
You're welcome. Wow. Now, guys, I want to teach a little lesson here because it's very rare, as those of you who follow the show know, that we don't get more specific answers than that. And, again, if a person is not ready, willing, or able to shift their life, there is nothing you can do about that. You can love them. You can support them. But until they decide, nothing's going to shift, just like in AA. And until you decide, you will never be validated. And so it is. Okay, I'm going to Alicia in California.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Hello, my juicy D. this is so amazing because this morning I nearly regurgitated on the thought of trusting and allowing, and I can see where that's hooked into validating myself.
Yep.
Because if I trust and allow the universe to deliver, there's no one there to validate that I did it because I shouldn't care that people, I don't want judgment and criticism from myself or others about what I do. I just want to feel good about it. And so there was that hiccup, and it was making me nauseous.
Well, yeah, because your body is trying to tell you you're fighting your own energy. That's what all disease is, guys. That's what all sickness is your body is telling you you are not in harmony with the thoughts that are going to create balance in your life. So, again, I mean, I would go back, if you didn't hear Monday night's show, I would go back and listen to it because I asked everybody to pick out one thing that they wanted to create, and then really, how much time have you spent in your imagination and thinking awesome, incredible, amazing thoughts around that today? So the other thing the channel wants to bring forward for you is what you don't understand is not a particular person will be validating you, but the entire universe will be validating you, but you've got to validate yourself first.
Oh, and there's a glitch in there that I guess I don't feel I'm worthy and deserving because others discounted me. So I have to do it first and consistently. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, guys. That's what I mean when I say parent yourself, that we have to parent ourselves now.
Oh, I'm kind of getting that's where the nausea came from because I'm really angry that no one did that for me.
Yes, and nobody, you see, and what happens then is we spend the rest of our lives trying to get them or to get somebody to do it for us.
Yes.
And you know too much now, Alicia. It's not going to fly.
Yes.
Nobody, they're not going to change, but you have the power to change you. You have that power, and that is the greatest power your I Am presence is that whatever you direct it to do, it will produce that for you. It will honor you but you've got to direct it. So that's why I said, I am the validation of me. And I choose in every way to validate myself as a spectacular, magnificent, awesome person. Okay?
This is why we love you.
Well, I love you too. Hey, you know, we're all bringing this forward to get clear and clear and clear so that we can be and live and experience ourselves as empowered beings that never in any moment leave the creation of who we are. Thanks for calling in, sweet thing.
Thank you.
And we're going to, I don't know if Alicia's off. Yeah, there she goes. Cameron in Washington. Hi, honey.
Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous, darling. And you?
Well, I'm doing well. I had something out of the ordinary happen this week.
Okay.
I turned 50. And
yay, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Okay, a little SAG entertainment there. Yes, and?
So on my 50th birthday, I made an appointment with a therapist I've been seeing for a little while with the intention, and I started out the session this way, the intention of letting go of the past and moving forward with an open heart. And the session.
Okay,
really,
so my pendulum goes right to no. You think that was your intention, but your energy was really not behind it. And that's what I want to get to for you, Cameron, because that's why you're stuck. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, sheet, book. Give me a song. Or a movie.
Birdie.
Okay, bye-bye, Birdie.
No, Birdie with, it's called Birdie.
Okay, what's it about?
Let's see. I saw it so many years ago. It's about this young boy who always wanted to fly, and in the end, he goes, he's in a mental institution because he actually thinks he's a bird.
Okay, so that's where we're going. You're actually, hold on. Sorry, there's all kinds of levels here. So you think you're God. You know you're God, but you think you're crazy for thinking that. Highest, most correct, most complete. Okay, well, that's a real paradox, because what happens is, okay, I know I'm God, but I think I'm crazy for knowing this, and so therefore I'm not really going to honor myself as God because it's not really real anyway.
Huh.
So bottom line, I know I'm God and it's not real, so therefore I'm not. And that's the pattern you're stuck in.
Hmm.
So they want to know now, you know, if that's the belief, Cameron, then you will continue to try to create things and you will not create them so that you can prove to yourself that you're crazy and you're not really God.
Okay, that sounds like a conundrum.
You think? So, for everybody listening, and this is absolutely for everybody, that can look like I keep batting my head against the wall, I keep trying to do this, and it never happens, which means you're taking all the action steps, but you don't really believe any of them are going to pan out for you, and so they don't.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking me to wait, and like people who want to lose weight. It was really interesting that other day I was looking at this Dr. Oz thing about this new green coffee bean extract. And the women would get up and go, well, yeah, I went on it. As soon as I went on it, I just started eating everything in sight. I ate everything. It was like ridiculous. I ate more than I usually eat. And here they were on on a test run to lose weight.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But as the god of them, they didn't support that, did they?
Seems like it, yeah.
If you're saying you want to lose weight and you keep eating more and more and more, you don't really want to lose weight. You're fighting against yourself. And so now I want you to look back on the last week. Can you see where you were fighting yourself?
Well, physically, all of a sudden after my therapy session, my back went into spasms and I've sprained my back. And now I'm walking around with a very sore back. And so I feel like I've done something physically to hold myself back because I can't move forward.
Well,
I can't
sure.
Hardly, yeah.
Yeah, you have. So I went to the therapist and I said my intention, but I really don't want to let all my stuff go because otherwise my back, which is my support system, wouldn't have gone into spasm to keep me from walking forward into what I say I want. And that's a very clear way of how we fight our own energy.
Yeah.
So the highest thing now for you to tell your energy and then your body, you want to, need to, deserve to, attract, never have a problem with. Okay, you fall out on able. You're not able to really commit to being the god that you are. But you are the direction of your energy. So do you want, and this is for everybody, stay present. Do we all want to direct our own I am presence, of which we are in control of, to know that it is absolutely able to be the god that we want it to be, which means that in joy, in love, in divine love, we direct it to manifest what we want.
Yes.
Do you choose to know that you're able to be that god?
Yes, absolutely.
Me too. So all of us, we're coming forward to claim that is our clear direction, that is our power, that is our commitment, claiming the symbol I am, divine love, and so it is. And that's your answer, sweetheart. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Dee.
Go get them, will you?
Absolutely.
Thanks. Okay, and we're going to Patty.
Hi.
All right, give me some good news, woman.
Okay, I've been really focusing on creating what I want, knowing that it's coming. I'm walking the dog. I've just been having little spurts where I think of people that make me mad and I get really mad. And I just wanted a little bit of insight on that.
Why do you have to have insight on it, Patty?
Oh, okay.
You know enough about this work. What do you have to do when you get pissed off at somebody?
Focus on what I want.
No, you forgive them. Because as long as you're pissed off at them, then you're blocking your own energy, which is exactly the conversation I just had with Cameron.
Okay.
You're saying, I want this, and then you're allowing yourself to get pissed off and angry at people, which counteracts everything you're trying to create.
Okay.
Okay, well then, baby, stop it. You know this. You don't have to call and ask that from me. You know the principles. You forgive everybody. You live in love. You bring yourself back to joy. You keep your heart open, and you absolutely focus on everything you want. Those are the principles. If you are not doing the principles, guys, you are not going to exponentially create what you want, period. Okay?
Okay, good news, though. I got a job.
Well, good. Yeah.
Yay.
Yippee. Yeah. And hello. And that was pretty quick from Monday till now. And it's a job you're happy with and you're happy with the pay?
Yes.
Yes, good. Well, claim it all the way, Patty. Claim it all the way. Be happy with what you've created. I don't want to hear a but in your voice, and I did hear a but in your voice, and it's the but that keeps you in trouble.
Okay. No buts.
Okay.
Love you, Dee.
Awesome.
Love you. Thank you so much.
Because, you know, that didn't take very long. So focus on what a great creator you are, and my God, how much could you create if you weren't pissed off at people?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
So your job is to get on forgiveness and love, madam. And yippee about the job. I'm thrilled for you, Patty. Congratulations.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You bet.
Okay.
You too, honey. Oh, I'm creating a great weekend. I'm back here with my friends and family. But you see, guys, we're getting a lot of lessons here today again. And the channel is going, literally, these are the words I'm hearing. I'm going to slap you across the head till you get it. You must walk the talk. And then the jobs come and the relationships come and the love comes and the peace comes, but you have got, and the money, they're saying, and the money, but you've got to walk the talk. Hi, Kathy in New Jersey, you're on. What's up?
Hey, Dee, it's Kathy from the Positivity Project.
Hi, sweet thing. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good, really good.
Yeah, I missed the very beginning of the show, and I've been learning a lot from what you've been saying to other people.
Well, you want to listen to it because it's all about validation and the need for validation.
Yes, I heard that part, and what has been with me, you know, I feel as though I've been validating myself. When I do a project or whatever it is, whether it be the Positivity Project or whatever, I feel very validated. Like when I'm doing something I love and...
Okay, stop. I've got your answer. Well, you're waiting to validate yourself because of what you do. And I want you to validate yourself for who you are.
Yeah, you know, I think... Okay, so you're getting that I'm not validating myself for who I am.
That's true.
Okay.
The channel is saying most of us aren't.
Yeah.
We have been trained, you see, because when we do something, going back to, you didn't hear it, the part that I read from the book, if we feel like nobody else is seeing us, then we're not validated.
Yeah, no, I heard
that
part,
means,
but I am seen, yeah.
Yeah, but bottom line, then, if that's true, how do we ever see ourselves clearly without anybody else? And what's interesting is that's the way the work works, is you've got to see yourself as the magnificent God that you are and see yourself and validate yourself, and then the world comes forward to do it.
You know, it feels as though I've been doing that. However, I did hear, you know, I heard your show on Monday, most of the show, and this idea about spending time in my imagination and focusing on what I want, I think I'm at a place like I feel as though something is causing me to be in this place of, how do I explain it? Like, you were just talking to somebody about this idea of, I think it was the woman who has the daughter, about the idea of moving forward. I feel as though I'm at this place that I'm sort of almost mentally and emotionally tired. Like I'm almost living hand to mouth right now with bringing in money through my business coaching and training and so forth. And I'm sick of it. I'm just sick of being there. And I know that there's more out there. I know a lot of things I'm good
at. It is about moving forward, Kathy. So let's see where the block is, okay?
Okay.
Claiming the symbol, I am divine love. Got to open your heart, dude. There you go. Sheets. Book. Give me a song.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Okay. That's always about in the future.
Yeah.
In the future. And your first words, and I wanted to stop you, and I didn't, and I should have, it was something about, and I'm getting there.
Mm.
And I should have stopped you then, because that's what it's about. There is a belief, very prevalent, that you cannot move forward, move out, move in ascension now. And the words that they're giving me is, I've got to work for it.
I've got to work for
nobody,
it?
Well, yeah. And that goes back to, you know, you feel really validated when you do all of these wonderful
yeah.
projects that you're creating. And they are
yeah.
wonderful, too, Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
as soon as they're over, you
yeah.
go, well, now what? I don't
yep.
feel validated.
Yeah, that's really
and
true.
And the lesson for all of us is the universe is absolutely not going to deliver to us anymore until we, well, unequivocally is the word they're giving me,
mm-hmm.
come forward and say, I look in the, and this is a lot of the I Love Me Play Shop. This is a lot of what we do. We look in the mirror. You're magnificent. You're fabulous. I love you. You're beautiful. You're sexy. You're affluent. You're a moneymaker. You're awesome. You're incredible. And that's literally the key to everything,
mm-hmm.
is how amazing. Yeah, when I say it in that way, you can see that all of you can see. We don't do that. Well, if we do it at all, we don't do it very much. And that's the thing that is going to turn everything around, but it's all an inside job.
Well, it feels like part of where I'm having the stuckness also is in actually taking the action. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like I'm sort of waiting here for things to come to me, and I'm feeling paralyzed to go, okay, so what's my next project, or how am I going to move forward? It's like I'm waiting.
So, Kathy, you have to put the two things together. The first mm-hmm. thing you do is go within
yeah.
and move yourself into the vibration and the experience of your magnificence and your joy and your love.
Hmm.
That's
okay.
the first thing you do.
Okay.
And then you ask, wow, what do I want to do? Because your questions are coming now from, what do I have to do to make
yeah.
a living?
Yes, yes.
You see? And that goes back to, what do I have to do to make a living? Because I'm not being validated for who I am, so I can't just do what I want to do. But I'm
mm-hmm.
saying you can. I know it because I'm doing it. And mm-hmm. a few short years ago, I wasn't. And even this year, you heard me say, in January, I looked at the calendar and went,
yeah.
my God, there's not much on my calendar. And
yeah.
the voice said, and don't just put something on the calendar.
Mm.
So I had to sit, for example, you know, I do a two-hour webinar every month. I didn't do one this month.
Mm.
I didn't do one because I wasn't moved to do anything. And I've been extremely busy doing a lot of the teleseminars and stuff, but I don't do stuff just to do stuff anymore. I do stuff because I get excited about it and because I get a hit. And when this validation stuff came in, this is what I know I want to do a two-hour webinar on, you
yeah.
know, for next month. This is a big part of the puzzle that we've been looking for. So,
well, you know, it's interesting because right before the call, that's why I was like 5 minutes late for the call, I got a call from somebody who wants me to do a particular training, and I said yes.
You said yes verbally, but you did not say yes energetically.
Yeah, because what you just said really hit home that I need the money. You know, it'll be interesting.
Okay, the guys, we can need the money and make a choice that we really are excited about this offer that we got. So what is it about the offer, Kathy, that doesn't excite you?
A couple things.
It's something about you can't do your own thing or something.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's a little bit, it's on a topic of that I'm not, you know, it's not something I typically do. And also, I'm not being offered what I think I'm worth making, but I'm just taking it because I have to pay my bills. So, it kind of
okay,
feels,
but you can make it worth it.
Yeah.
By the power that you are on that call, whatever it is that you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the person in person thing.
You may not get it up front, but there are connections, there are opportunities that this will present other things for you, but you have to be in trust of just taking yourself out there and sharing. And they're saying if you let go of all that resistance about, you know, well, in other words, I'm not validated because they're not paying me enough.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
If you can just let all that go and choose to really commit, then you will find a way to take their subject and put it into what you passionately want to share.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I do feel that. There is a kernel of that. So I'm glad you brought that out because it...
it's a choice.
Yeah.
Everybody, it's a choice.
Yes.
That's what they mean when they say life gives you lemons. Make frickin' lemonade. Turn it around. Make it a positive.
Yes.
But you're in charge of that perspective. Okay?
Yes.
So we're claiming the symbol I am divine love around all of that. That was awesome discernment for people. Thank you for bringing that forward, honey.
Mm. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Love to you.
Okay, you too.
Oh, thanks. All right, we're going to Richard in Texas. I hope, boy, this really slow today, guys. Sorry about this blog talk thing. Okay, Richard, what can we do for you, honey?
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I need to say this is my first time calling, but I guess I'm starting on my way from my old traditional to what really is the truth. And
yes.
It's different. But the main
thing. Oh, it's
thing
way
is,
different.
Yeah.
What you used to know is limiting, and the truth is limitless.
Right. That is true.
So what is your question, darling?
Well, my question really is, what is my block, and how can I fix it with, you know, I'm a dad, I'm a husband, and I need to fix what I've done before, you know, because there's been some hurt.
You can't change anything in the past, Richard, but you can change the past by your reaction and choice right now. What's done is done, you know, and so to keep focusing on that and trying to fix it is not going to create what you want because it takes your focus to the old stuff instead of allowing you to focus on the new stuff. The other thing that they're giving me is, baby, you just got to move into a lot more love for yourself. You know, loving yourself is going to be the creation of everything that you want. But you let your stories go. You look away from the past. Dwelling on quote-unquote reality is not helping you because the reality keeps you focused on what you don't want instead of going within and what I call playing pretend, seeing your life the way you want it. Seeing it already that way, opening your heart, moving into the vibration and the experience of that. And that is really your answer. If you can demand of yourself to do that, you can shift and turn everything around. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, around all that. You can do this, Richard. It's a choice. You just have to make your choice. Okay, honey?
Okay.
Thank you. Well, my gosh, I don't know where this hour's gone. sorry I didn't get through more calls. We had a few technical difficulties up there. Just know that whatever you heard today absolutely was your answer, and the channel is underlining that. again, my beautiful people, we know it, we've heard it, we've studied it, we've read it, we've got it. Now live it. Make sure you focus on every single thing you want and be joyful around that. And that is your power, and that is your creation. You were given the free will to direct your own energy through the choices you make and the perspectives you hold. But you must do that consciously now, all the time. Till we meet again, love yourself, guys. Look in that mirror every day and go, I love you, dude. I love you, dudette. You're awesome.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.